Oh, fun fact about bananas that I discovered recently. You know that terrible banana candy flavor that doesn't taste a thing like bananas?
Yeah. You mean the Laffy Taffy?
Apparently, it's based on a flavor of extinct banana that people used to enjoy, but they ate them to death back in the early 20th century.
Okay.
Why did they enjoy that?
That is a good question, but that's why they don't taste
Maybe
like
they actually didn't bananas. Enjoy it, just hunted it to extinction.
Like tribbles. Tribble bananas.
So that's why banana candy does not taste a damn thing like bananas, because it is like a different species of banana.
I always assumed it's because you just can't really emulate the real flavor of a banana with all artificial ingredients.
Yeah, but it's again like, open up a bag of Laffy Taffy, pick out every one of those things that's yellow, throw them in the trash.
Or do you mean runts? Because that also applies.
Yeah, pretty much. Laffy Taffy runs.
Well, it's like all those different flavors of apples. You know, the Granny Smiths are obviously superior, but there's also your Red Delicious, which are anything but delicious.
There's a lot of different kind of apples that still taste good. It's not like a...
Yeah, apparently there's different flavors of bananas, too, which I was never aware of.
And there was I.
So, the more you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yo-Jo?
You're listening to Superhero Time, going completely off subject. With XV.
It doesn't matter what we're talking about, this is the wrong podcast.
Hey, Mickey.
You're listening to Superhero Time, talk about cock sucking.
Paladin.
And then we'll cut to an old man playing with his nuts.
Ken.
If it wasn't a snake, it was pretty impressive.
JD Church. And Fort Max.
Nora JD.
So I've been watching Dino Thunder.
Why?
It's actually.
I don't know. There are worse seasons to watch.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. I don't know. I just got a wild hair and, you know, wanted to check it out and see what Jason David Frank looked like coming back as a Power Ranger. And
a lot like he does now.
He does look a lot like he does now, which is surprising. He hasn't aged much in that 10-year period. So.
Just wait until you get to the part of the season where he had to go back to North America and couldn't be there for filming anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It gets creative.
Creative.
Well, he's not a monkey. Let's leave it at that.
Wow. So he signed on to do the show and then couldn't be there the whole time?
To be fair, he does have like 5 or 6 kids that he has to look after.
How many? How many baby mamas?
That part I don't know.
7 or 8.
7 or 8.
Wait a minute. No, that math is right.
Totally. I mean, there's good stuff in that, man. There's like I don't know, it was like first or second episode, the annoying reporter chick character called the Yellow Ranger girl an Abba wannabe, and I was like, that's funny. I get that joke. I get that joke. That's nice. It works on a couple levels. It's nice. You know, and then you get other weird stuff like, you know, like Tommy saying, oh man, I always hate shark monsters. Yeah. He's seen every kind. Yeah.
It's yeah, fun. But he didn't get baked into a giant pizza.
No, he did not. He did not get to toss a salad.
So, you know, we don't know that part, but we know he didn't get baked into a giant pizza.
Yeah, this is true. This is a true thing.
I mean, it's fair to say that Tommy has not lived the full Power Ranger experience until such time as he would be baked into a giant pizza.
No, but he is about to lead the Mega War, so, you know, there's that. He'll get to lead
10 minutes.
He'll get to lead all of the Rangers. Apparently as both white and green, because that makes sense. The other thing I've been doing is watching G-Ring. So that's the other thing I did this weekend. And I'm up to, I think I'm at the episode before Bri dies. Bri dies at 39, right? I think I just finished 38. And it's like a train wreck because I kind of hate it and then I just keep going.
You're a bad person.
I can't. I can't stand all the children. Every episode, there's children. I'm like, why are there children?
Well, the series is about children.
I know, and I can't. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I just can't stop. Bri is like really keeping me going because Bri is kind of badass, and you know he's got a nice.
With his taking a child for a ride in Dragon Caesar.
Did I miss that? Did I see that? I guess he did. I don't know. There were some parts I was paying attention than others, but no, I like Bri, and you know I like the idea of like, oh, you only have 30 hours to live unless you're in the hyperbolic time chamber and, you know, time stands still for you. And oh, cool. And even Bri's like, this is f***ing boring.
I know, you think they could at least put a TV or something in there for him.
All he does is sit there on the steps all the time like a f***ing hobo. It's like,
I mean, damn. He's kind of a dick, so...
He's like, man, death would be better than this. And he goes outside. He's like, oh, I got to go back. Sorry, I'm going to die. He goes outside just long enough to remember why he wants to live. And then
breathing is nice.
And then he goes back into the hyperbolic time chamber and waits around until he gets bored. And he's like, this, I'd rather die. Back outside. Living is great. I'm going to go back.
He goes back and forth until, oh, yep. I'm almost out of time.
I was like, damn it, I'm almost out of time. Shit. This sucks. And then it's even bad, though, because even in the series, like, they're like, all right, 30 hours is going to take a long time. You know, like, let's have Pandora burn off about 10 hours or so. Just for
shit. Just for shit.
One episode, it burns off 8 hours running through a f***ing cave system.
Good job.
Good job, Pandora. And then my wife is like, why is she singing? I don't know.
Because Pandora.
I think they're trying to appeal to kids. And
thought singing, you know, was last week.
That's what's so funny to me, though, is like, you know, there's a lot of stuff in this that I could tell they're like trying to play two kids. And I know that this was the series that kind of brought Sentai back in a way and really popular and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I love Jetman so much better. Like, I would like watch Jetman. Like,
Jetman is a better show.
I love Jetman. I thought Jetman was great.
I guess it's back then it was the same thing as with, you know, GoBusters to Kyoryuger.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, you know? It's like, yeah. You know, it's like...
Oh, rating slump, time for dinosaurs.
Yep.
But was there a rating slump after Hurricaneger?
I don't know. I'm getting the impression that Hurricaneger is actually pretty well-remembered.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, too, so it's weird they followed it up with dinosaurs.
That anniversary project in the works, that would be the impression I'm getting.
Yeah. Plus this is like the only team they can get all the actors back every time they want to.
But Operanger doesn't seem like it was, I don't know, I mean, it's like...
Yeah. Operanger is just kind of, it seems like Galranger, I think they had a ratings slip in Time Ranger, didn't they? Then the Galranger was kind of the toyetic thing that kind of...
Well, no, it's more that Time Ranger's toy sales were horrible.
Right, not ratings. Toy sales.
They
which is sad, which is sad the because cameras. The Time Ranger toys are awesome.
But it just, I mean, you know, watching at least the footage from it, it just seems, you know, from Abaranger, because I haven't watched Dino Thunder... It doesn't seem, I don't know, it doesn't seem that similar to what happened in, I mean, just because it's dinosaurs, you know.
Yeah.
Not every series that's about cars is awesome either, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they don't, it doesn't always work out that way, but, nor are they.
And we lost Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
And nobody noticed.
I didn't. I was talking to him when I didn't ask.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Exactly.
True story.
What?
So, I don't know. But no, I mean, even like, I mean, you think about the difference between like, you know, Car Ranger and Go Wander, you know. Totally different thing, even though it's both like cars.
And crazy.
Yeah.
Mostly yeah. Crazy.
There's a lot of crazy in both. That's true.
Different kinds of crazy, though.
But boy, you can tell they have really gone mech.
But still crazy.
You can. It's amazing, like going back and.
That started with Gowranger more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I'm kind
of. Well, it actually sort of started with O-Ranger.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yes, and O-Ranger kind of sucked.
And that kind of blew.
Well, O-Ranger sucked because of the retool it was forced to undergo very early on.
Yeah.
And part of it was wanting to move away from the ancient civilizations theme, which, well, they kind of had to go back to it a few times because, well, for one, the biggest toy in the line was a friggin' pyramid.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, good way to get away from that.
Oops.
Yeah, and actually, it was rushed, and they actually started to pile on a bunch of new toys late in the process to the point where they kind of had to be rushed in.
But, I mean, they've gotten better. I mean, certainly if O-Ranger is where it started, I mean, at least conceptually, it's gotten a little bit better. I mean, like, where...
Act the formation used for the Super Zeo Ultra Zord was actually done so late that they didn't have time to fully do the stock footage for it. And they were only really had one time to do one model shot, and not the rest of it.
Wow.
And the Super Zeo Ultra Zord was completely American, right?
No. I was talking specifically about the Super Zeo Ultra Zord. That was actually from... it was used in the U.S., but it was also in the Japanese footage as well, and it was just as incomplete there.
It was sort of
Battle Zord still appears out of nowhere.
But still, neither one can compare to the Shogun Ultra Zord.
But yeah, I don't know. You think about, like, wow. I mean, it's seven Zords out of G-Ranger versus, you know, now it's like 15.
Or more.
Or more, yeah. Insane.
But let's see. Turbo Ranger had seven as well, so. Granted, two of them shouldn't really count.
What? No, it didn't.
Jetman had seven. It's about the same.
No, it didn't. The Turbo had.
Turbo Ranger.
Turbo Ranger. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Which is much older.
I thought you were
saying. It still had seven.
Right.
Yes, two of those just became.
Well, yeah.
Old states.
Right. I mean, you had, like, it was basically it was, like, there for a little bit. It was that convention of, like, either you had a main set plus a carrier plus a gun, you know, like, because you had, what was it, Fight Boy or Punch Boy or whatever that was.
Tetra Boy,
yes, thank you. And, you know, or, like, in G-Ranger you had, like, you know, a secondary, you know, main Zord and a carrier of some kind. But going to, like, Car Ranger, then you had, I mean, that had, what, they had two full sets of Zords there. Yeah,
they had two five-way combiners and then the carrier, so.
Yeah.
And Robo-Racer.
Oh, plus, yeah, that's right.
And Robo-Racer, yep, absolutely, yep, so.
And Artillatron.
Yeah, 11 or 12 if you count the carrier, which never really did anything except, you know, throw guns.
That's really, which is actually less than most of the earlier, than any of the early carriers did. They at least fired a few shots from time to time.
Drove the ultimate combination.
Yeah.
Then you go to the Go-Go 5 and you had, like,
the carrier becomes second Megazord.
Yeah, you start out with, like,
Well, I did
both,
like the show because
five man and Turbo Ranger did have the base that the mechs launched out of become part of the Ultimate Combination.
I did like that though in GoGo 5, where you had Grand Liner from the very beginning, but it doesn't, it's not like 10 episodes before it does anything. Except
Even before it's used as a robot, it still does awesome things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have Die Ranger, which just drops the final Zord on the combo.
We pile enough weight together.
Let's find out if it can pass the drop test and then film it.
That looks great, Jeff. Can we just go with that? What? The drop thing. That looked great. Can we just...
No, it didn't.
looked awful. No, we'll add some explosions and stuff. It'll be great. Ted, you're insane.
Wait, they cut the budget by how much? Okay!
I'm serious, Steve. Let's go with it.
We need SICJ. They'd get it right.
Ooh! All tech out.
And he'd be able to be transformed.
Mm.
Because SIC is crazy like that.
Why do you put things before me that I cannot have?
It would be easy to do, too.
Oh, man, that would be awesome, though, actually.
It's all in a two-pack with Beatbuster.
And
We need to. What we need is a petition.
Oh, yeah, because that always works.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine a Beatbuster SIC, and like,
it
would have like one head with no glasses on it and one head with. Just because.
But when you transform him into Stagbuster, you take pieces off of Jay.
Right,
and it actually becomes armor. Yes.
Make
That's why I said two pack.
I want that.
So Beatbuster's
and you can never have it.
And Beatbuster's visorless helmet would be empty inside.
Yes! Damn it!
Just where do you put the Jenga block?
Well, apparently I need to rewatch GoBots.
Well, the Jenga block would come on a real piece of string as an accessory that you could hang around Jay's neck.
And then Mickey, think of this, too. You could have SIC Deneb and SIC Jay hanging out.
It's so beautiful, I might cry.
That needs to be part of a Superhero Wars. Jay and Deneb just chilling out on the Zero Liner.
Now, would Deneb be wearing a watermelon as a hat?
Ideally, but not necessarily.
Maybe Jay could borrow the watermelon for the hats.
The way I see it is that Jay would still be guarding the forest, but Deneb would be his assistant.
Okay, so, next Superhero Wars movie, Deneb would pilot the watermelon mecha from Gaim.
Oh my god.
when does the V Cinema come out?
I don't know, but meanwhile, we have people who probably still won't refuse to believe that Gokaigers ended.
I still don't believe that Kamen Rider Double's over.
Double and Gokaiger both live on in my heart.
But no, see, that's the thing. With Gokaiger, when the last episode aired, it's like, okay, that's good. I'm satisfied with this. But with Double, it's like, no, this is not over.
I want more! Gokaiger did a really, really good job in its final episodes of like doing just a really satisfying conclusion. Because it went as about over the top as you could with the concept.
And then
that last fight.
But hey, they have still managed to wring more out of it, have they not?
Oh, of course.
Hey, new Ranger keys.
Yep. There will always
be ringing more out. Won't Movie War Ultimatum be up sometime soon?
Hopefully.
Fort Max?
Yeah, I hope so.
Don't know.
You're a lot of help this week, Fort Max.
I don't know.
I know that they're waiting on the director's cut with the Blu-ray, so.
I need it. A little bit.
Well, at least the Forza segment.
For Forza double penetration states?
Yes. Man, I love Forza. Really like Forza a lot. Although I do like Double a lot too, though. So that's kind of a given, though.
It's hard to not like Double.
It really is.
Some people sure try, but
I tell you though, the only thing that's bad, and it's not Double's fault, is just that it's everything has gone to this 2-episode.
I think that was a problem before Double.
It may have been, but even then, it's like Double would have been the time to like end it because it would have made sense.
Oh yeah, it worked perfectly both for the whole obviously Double theme and the detective theme because you set up the mystery in the first episode.
Yeah. And so it would have been great to just like let that die with O's.
And it's like I've said, before I stopped watching it, some of Wizard's better episodes were the 3 contained one and dones.
Mm-hmm. But the continuing 2 episodes are just killing me. It's like just stop.
And I think eventually Forza did. I mean, a lot of times Forza did well with it, but there were some episodes, especially towards the middle of it, where sometimes it's like this really could have been done in one episode. Yeah,
where you get that.
I love Forza, but
yeah, they were dragging out some storylines a little bit here and there. So
like, oh my God, will somebody find out who Ryusei is? Please.
We will take anybody figuring it out at this.
Sorry, point. Wizard took all the magic out of that word.
Whereas, you know, like, if that was just single episodes, that would have been maybe 6-7 episodes, and that wouldn't have been as bad.
You know, obviously we're not talking about Wizard much anymore, but the only thing I
only bad say, things.
Well, it is kind of bad, because now they've made the most interesting character in the show, Gremlin.
Oh, God!
And that's only because he is so f***ed up. That there's no hope of any other character being that interesting.
Especially not our heroes.
No. But my God, was that f***ed up and awesome.
But so they did go into his past a bit more?
Dude, he's a serial killer.
Oh!
Before he was a phantom.
Before really? And after he was a phantom, yes.
So that's why he still retains himself.
He retained his humanity.
But his humanity.
But his humanity is a f-ing monster.
Yeah, but his humanity is a serial killer.
That almost makes me want to watch this episode.
It's honestly, I would just watch the. I mean, those two are kind of interesting.
And of course, because it's Wizard, it's not going to do it. But the best way to follow it up with one of the things up was that have Wizard find the hat he and Sora would look. Find Sora's lost hat that he and Sora were looking for, and then just say, it's my hat now.
To be honest, I mean...
donuts under it.
To be honest, I mean, it's kind of ruined because you go through a whole progression where you're like, oh, well, Gremlin might actually be kind of a nice guy or something. And you're kind of wondering, and then there's kind of weird stuff that happens, you know, and it's like, well, he kind of saved this girl. Why did he save her? Like, you know, maybe there's more of his humanity or...
And
whatever.
Nope, it's so and he then, can kill her himself.
Yeah, and then you get to the end, and it's like, so he could lure her to this, like, little death, you know, area, because he's like a hairdresser. Like, it's totally depraved. Yeah, it's totally the depraved barber. It's, like, totally a play on, like, Sweeney Todd. But
Wizard would be so much better with Johnny Depp in it.
That is, like, almost...
No, it wouldn't.
That's, like, almost too good of a twist to be in Wizard.
It really is. Like, I was really surprised, like...
Okay, maybe good's the wrong word. Interesting there.
The episode was starting to lean that way, and I was like, that is so weird. How could they – and they did. It was like – and I was honest – and there again, though, I was – you know, even for the perfect opportunity to, like, have him kill somebody and not make a demon – you know, not make a phantom or whatever. I mean, it was a great acting bit for him, too, because he was just off the hook. I mean, he was just
Gremlin,
gone.
I guess.
Yeah, for the guy playing Gremlin, because he was just like, "I'm gonna kill you, and if you turn into a phantom, great, that's cool too."
Oh my God!
You're dead either way.
Dead either way, and I'm happy. And it's all because like some chick like broke his heart, you know, and so he like hunts women that have like long dark hair and
so wearing white dresses.
He's not just a serial killer. He's misogynist. He's misogynist on top of it.
A little bit, yeah, but he's, you know, totally f***ed up in the head. And so that's what's really interesting is it's like, here's a dude that retained his humanity through becoming
sort of.
Because his humanity was so f***ed up that it basically probably overrode whatever, you know, Phantom was
doing. Yeah, the Phantom was like, oh, I don't want to deal with this guy.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. I'll just let myself be overridden because this guy is too f***ed up for me.
I can enjoy the magic powers.
The Phantom is like, I cannot top this shit.
Yeah, he had this like whole like dressing room, like
in the room in their room building set.
Yeah, in like yeah, it was screwed up, man. Screwed up a couple episodes. It was, but it like I said, it's kind of like it'll be hard to watch now because you'll have it, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, but
have the twist now, so
it's okay because I wasn't gonna watch it anyway.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I knew you guys weren't.
That is the kind of thing I would like to see in like a.
Is Naomi dead yet?
No. But just for the performance, it's interesting. And Wizard actually found Wise Man, so hey, he did something.
Oh god, it took him, 30 episodes?
Yeah.
He finally decided, wait, I'll try to find those caves
Is that literally what he did?
That is literal. He was like, wait, I'll go look for those caves where,
6 months ago.
Well, actually, he only figured it out because Sora was the person who gave the people in, what was it, Agito's police office or something?
Oh.
That gave that guy, or the people,
yeah,
the guy who gave
so that,
that guy
that's
the
where
stone.
The green stone came from.
Yeah,
he's like, wait.
They tracked it back to Sora.
What about where Kuriyomi found,
the blue
stone.
One.
Wow, it seems a little late to be trying to figure that out, guys.
And then Sora just gave them the yellow one directly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is that when Wizard was talking to Sora, he said that he was talking about the doll chick or whatever. And they were saying he was saying, well, like, you know, she's just she's a person that what did they keep thinking she was? She was a person that
who had a phantom materialize, but left the body behind.
Left the body, and Sora's like, yeah, that doesn't happen.
That's great.
Like, it was like one of his points where he was like really being honest, like he wasn't pulling any shit, and he was just like, no,
you
that
can't have a phantom leave someone and have them leave someone and have that person be intact still.
Yeah, he's like, that doesn't happen, so I don't know what you got on your hands. And so now, like, they're kind of freaking out a little bit, because they're like, well, then what the f*** is she? I don't know. Oh, well, we'll worry about it later.
See, this is another one of those, it's another one of those things where the series
like
is a lot more interesting when you, it's a lot more interesting when somebody summarizes a lot of it at once.
Yeah,
and you know, put a little personality into it, yeah, than the actual show.
But then you
show
realize
itself.
They waited 20 to 30 episodes.
Yeah, Blizzard's biggest problem is that it has blade pacing.
Oh god.
Yeah, and I mean, even the stuff that we're summarizing, you're talking 8 or 10 episodes worth of stuff, you know, that we're cramming into 5 minutes to explain. You know.
That.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, the 2-episode format I think is really detrimental.
Yeah, especially to this
especially
series.
The Wizard, which doesn't yeah. hold up on its own anyway.
Yeah.
That's okay. Maybe the next series will be better.
Hopefully.
Yeah, weeks of
how
bad.
Many more weeks?
A lot.
Yeah, too many.
More than we have weeks of Akiba Ranger.
Yeah, we're like a
well,
third.
Well, no. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
there's
four.
Still be there's still be third there's still be
yeah
third.
We're gonna run out.
There's
so.
Still be like 2 months worth space.
We need
well,
to get Prime.
Where's there's Garo.
Well, but we were talking about...
At least
about...
there's always Kyoryu, dear.
And meanwhile, Nintendo is giving Mega Man a better anniversary treatment than Capcom.
by acknowledging its existence
see,
at all?
Part of me is just expecting Capcom to ask him to be removed from the game now.
Well, I mean, Capcom would have had to agree with this in the first place and help design it and whatnot.
Still, it's Mega Man, so that could always mean they'll go back on it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't think they what? Can without having to pay a ton of money to Nintendo.
Yeah.
Why? What is it they're doing?
Mega Man's in Smash Brothers.
Oh, f*** that. God damn it. We talked about that on f***ing RFC and it's f***ing bullshit. And who the f*** cares?
We care.
We care.
God damn it!
I love the character design that they have for him with the LCD screen eyes.
Oh, I like, yes. He's almost like perfect to the old pixel version of him.
Yeah. Yes, but can I fight bosses and can I get power-ups and stuff? No, don't care.
Don't like Smash Brothers?
No, I don't care.
Well,
I mean, it's not Mega Man. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, well, I want a Mega Man game.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But, you know, I love Smash Brothers also, so somebody I like being in it, it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, but that's like...
Nintendo made great strides when we give a damn about the Wii U this year.
Well, see, one thing about...
And the Wii Fit Trainer.
Oh, God.
That is out of left field.
It's not worse than putting Rob in the last one.
Yeah. I'm totally for it.
Yeah.
I like when Sakurai just shoves in something random or like, you know, Mr. Game & Watch.
Yes, because who the f*** wanted Mr. Game & Watch?
Sakurai?
Nintendo.
Not Nintendo, Sakurai. Specifically. But yeah, you know, I do want a Mega Man game. I just want a good Mega Man game. As opposed to like that Maverick Hunter FPS bullshit they thankfully canceled.
I liked Maverick Hunter X. Even if it
not X.
Not Maverick Hunter, not the remake for Mega Man X1. I'm talking about the Halo-esque Mega Man X reboot that they
plan?
Yeah, thankfully they shot that down.
Well, unfortunately, they shot down Legend 3 in the process, the f***ers.
Well, yeah. The reason why they shot it down is because it had the name Mega Man attached to it.
The reason why Legend 3 fell out is because its project lead just, you know, up and quit. Because that's when Inafune just, you know, abandoned ship, and then, well, the guy making the game primarily is not there anymore. Okay.
Nobody requires alcohol. It's just pleasant to have.
Except for the flavor.
The flavor is like burning tires.
Is that a selling point?
It depends on your taste buds.
Acquired taste.
I suppose.
There's so many Jelly Bellies that taste like tires.
You know, now that you mention it, I'm kind of surprised they don't. I mean, what's the point of all this science if we can't have jelly beans that taste like burning tires?
They should make Fleshlight flavored Jelly Bellies.
I'm not sure I ever tasted my Fleshlight.
Well, if you tasted the Jelly Belly, you'd know what it tastes like without having to taste it.
I guess. Surprisingly, it never occurred to me to taste my Fleshlight. Actually, I take that. Now that I think about it, it's like, no, wait a minute, I did lick it. Okay. Never mind. That is the thing that I
did. I notice everyone else is being really, really silent because they've done it a lot. They just don't want to mention it.
Right. Well, it sort of looks like a vagina.
Or a mouth, depending on which version you get.
Yeah, I didn't get the mouth one. I got the vagina one.
If you get the mouth one, you can practice kissing with a real girl.
Yeah.
I can hear Paladin updating his Amazon wish list right now.
You could actually get one with like multiple inserts. So you get like one plastic tube and then you can get multiple, you know.
Like if you got multiple dicks?
Well, no, it's so you can switch it out. So you can get the butthole one and you can get the vagina one, or you can get like the discreet one that just looks like a slit.
So you could theoretically.
Didn't they also make one from Avatar?
I mean, they've made them in all kinds of colors. So.
Did they make a My Little Pony one?
Wait, which Avatar are we talking about? The creepy one or the one that's fine?
I mean, you mean one like the butthole one? Like a small boy? Like,
Paladin's dead silent.
There is no safe answer to any of this.
Nope!
So are you a furry or are you a
pedo? This is all in the show, isn't it?
This is going in the clip show.
Clip show. It's going in a show. Without warning. Tell your mom not to listen that week.
Do they have pony-shaped fleshlights?
I don't know what all kinds of fleshlights have anymore. Let's take a
look.
Like
a fleshlight with a cutie mark on the side of it.
I mean, I can imagine. Like, let's see. What are they up to now? It's like fleshlight is like the poor man's real doll. Yeah. Why is there a pop-up? Get that out of here. Okay.
Now, when you say
meanwhile, beast drivers are being you can be had for 999 yen.
Boy, if Don would have just waited longer than he already did, I mean.
They should give the beast drivers away with fleshlights.
So let's see.
Free beast driver with every bottle of mayonnaise.
Oh god, what link did you just post?
There's a stamina tree.
That was just Fort Max. That was JD.
They have a stamina trainer. That sounds interesting. There's a shower.
Off.
A shower mount. Okay. I guess that's supposed to go on the shower wall.
No, it's for you to mount your shower.
Yes.
No, you mount it to the shower head so the water streams out of the butthole really fast.
There is an alien one.
Like Alien the movie, Alien One.
Yeah, somebody, whoever said the Avatar one was right. That's
that was Paladin.
Well, there you go. There it is, right there.
No, it'd be better if it was Alien from Alien.
Right.
Oh my god.
Yep.
I don't want to know what that would look like.
It should have like a tail that comes out the bottom of it that you plug into your butt. For the linking thing.
Totally. Well, they even have like odd shaped vagina versions. See, here you go. It's like there's a whole set of sleeves you can get. It's like four sleeves. So you get the butthole one, the vagina one, the mouth one, and the coin slot one. Or also known as the travel fleshlight. You might not know what it was. You can also get
this is interesting. Fleshlight makes flaccid dildos.
Mm-hmm. Very popular.
That's okay. Why would? Oh, I see. They're gag gifts. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're male toys.
Like literal gag.
Mm. Ew.
For some occasions, yes.
Oh yeah, the Mr. Limpy. That's awesome.
The incredible Mr. Limpy?
Yeah.
Now you're thinking about Don Knotts' limp penis.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't befanger.
How much limper do they get?
Isn't he dead? I would say that's pretty limp.
Exactly.
All covered in liver spots. Clathering on about Andy. Talk about that Mega Ranger.
What Superman at Media needs is, well, him being an asshole.
yeah,
you need Super Dickory the animated series.
And yeah, I believe the Batman animated series guys have said I'm compared that like they would get pages of stuff from Fox that they would have to change, and from WB they get like maybe two paragraphs.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I just saw the best thing ever. The people who made Batman Brave and the Bold need to do Silver Age Superman with him being a dick.
Yeah.
Shorts of Jimmy Olsen having crazy adventures.
Yes.
Superman
that would be pretty awesome.
And also need to have the Lois Lane segment with
yes,
and trying to kill her in more ways,
or having her get married off to someone else each week,
and Jimmy gets
to die, or the always making sure that they never get superpowers or trying to kill them.
Yeah, there needs
to be
the
best cartoon ever.
There needs to be a Superman analog to Brave and the Bold. There does. Damn it.
I want this to happen now.
I know, my life is going to be completely, like, unfulfilled from this moment forward.
It will never happen because WB doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Well, especially with regards to Superman.
Yeah. Damn
no,
it!
Thank God there's no terrible Batman. Most of the animated show seem to know what the heck, seem to have an idea of what they're doing.
I haven't seen a new Batman show yet.
I don't think you're missing much, to be honest.
Great.
I used to think they couldn't make a cartoon worse than the Batman. Apparently, they're going to prove me wrong.
That's always possible.
The Batman has its moments.
And for all I know, it could actually be a good show, but I think we have had enough of the goddamn Batman.
My main problem with the Batman is the bad embargo.
Yeah.
They should make a Flash cartoon. Because the Flash only really works if he's by himself.
They couldn't use...
No, they're making a Flash live-action TV series now.
Again?
It'll be a spin-off of Arrow.
Oh.
Didn't they do that 30 years ago?
Was that...
Yes.
They couldn't use any...
And this will probably be worse than that one.
Any Batman characters besides Batman himself in Justice League Unlimited, basically.
Mm. And Joker.
Well, that was... That, no, he wasn't...
Oh,
in
that was regular Justice League that was
yes,
in. Yeah, all right.
Plus, they also want to do a live-action Wonder Woman TV series still, with her in high school.
Wait, I think JD knows about this.
Yeah, we did a an excellent pitch for
before this came out.
Yeah.
If I recall.
Yeah. Themyscira High?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know what...
See, somebody was listening to Fanboy Versus.
Yep. I don't know what episode of Fanboy Versus it was, but it was.
Neither does anybody
we actually
else.
Did, we actually did a great pitch for a Robin Hood modernization that was called Sherwood. And it dealt with him being in high school.
Of course.
And,
high school.
And I disagree about Flash only working well when he's by himself. Because, you know, if you get, like, a Wally West Flash, where he's a dick, he needs somebody to work off of.
Yeah
Wally,
he has to...
Wally West works well
let
with...
me clarify that, okay?
Okay.
He only works well if he's by himself within the own Flash universe. The second you put Superman, Batman, or Wonder Woman in a scene with him, the story becomes about them and not the Flash. He immediately becomes a B-lister at that point.
I guess, but the Flash is a B-lister, I mean...
But he can only carry a story as the main character if there's not an A-lister in the story with him, which is why
the
Flashpoint doesn't work.
I think the XV's point. It
would work if you have like an episode
of
Flash and Superman being dicks to each other.
Just go ahead. I wasn't talking. It's fine.
Which they had in that one racing episode of the cartoon,
and that was great.
To XV's point. The,
Fort Max,
the thing
start
about
everybody
again. Has this vision of Flash as the Barry Allen Flash. That Flash sucks.
Yeah.
Barry Allen sucks. The best thing that Barry Allen ever did
was die.
That was the best thing that Barry Allen ever could have done.
Of course, now in the comics, it's like, Wally who?
I know, and that's what's so bad. Like, Wally is great. But
yeah,
Barry...
the 90s Wally West comics are fucking amazing.
The Wade stuff is great.
Wally is awesome. Barry sucks. Barry, the best thing
Bart
he did is die.
Awesome.
Then he came back, and you know what
Bart
he did?
Bart is pretty good, too.
The entire...
Even on TV, he was good.
Yeah.
F***ed up the entire DC universe. All this 52 stuff, it's all his fault.
Yep.
It's all Barry Allen's fault.
And he dragged... Stephanie Brown into the shit with him, motherfucker.
I missed that back series.
Can we talk about this stupid Echo Grinder thing?
I figured you'd be having fun talking about the stupid comic thing.
One thing that they haven't really...
comic books.
Okay, never mind.
I want new toys.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm getting Smart Robin on Thursday.
Which is Smart Robin?
Brainstorm. If you're interested, if you're,
well, I take it he's one of the ones that look good and not terrible.
Yeah, that's Fans Projects.
Okay.
The Toy World one is the one that looks terrible. The one that looks like a Play School X-Wing in vehicle mode.
Yes, that's the one that I really hate.
Yeah, most people with taste do, but not everyone. So, if you're interested, I'll bring Code, Quadruple U, and Smart Robin when I come down there.
Absolutely. I truly hope, and I don't mean this in like in a mean spirit, that you don't regret getting him after the Hasbro one gets revealed.
Basically, the way I'm treating this is I want to be locked in on Smart Robin regardless, because there's a better chance of me being able to sell Smart Robin if I opt to than to get one later if I don't like the Hasbro one.
That's a good point.
But at this point, since I'm already two in on the Fans Projects one, I kind of want all of them to match stylistically. So
with each other, but not with the rest of your classics generations.
They fit in well enough. But, I mean, you know, for these characters, it kind of makes sense for them to all be basically of a common style.
Okay, point.
It works for me, anyway. No, for an IDW version of Brainstorm, I probably will be happier with the Hasbro one. But, you know, we'll see in a couple months.
I swear to God, if this RC is not a G1 movie RC, I'm going to scream.
You and Don both.
Let's see, what other version of RC could they use just to make it worse?
Energon.
They could do G1 RC. Movie R Scream, only do her in blue.
No, they could have her be a spider.
The thing, though, is it's like Armada Starscream. No matter what Hasbro does with it, Takara will probably do something more like what you expect.
Probably, but, you know, Takara can straight off with their four times as high retail prices.
Sometimes it's worth it.
Although I do really like the looks of their Armada Starscream.
It's weird, too, that they're selling it as Armada Starscream.
Is that what the car is calling it?
Yeah.
That's
the especially weird part.
That's how it's named in Figure King.
The f***?
The description with the little blurb references that it's from Micron Legend, but the name of the toy is Armada Starscream.
That's kind of stupid.
Yeah. Like, somebody missed a step in the translation there.
A little bit.
I'm just guessing that's some sort of oversight that someone just was not paying attention.
I don't know.
You can never rule that out.
So, Mickey, did you see that e-hobby art with that Rodimus?
To be fair, I haven't looked at Transformers news in probably.
Okay. Let me find that for you real quick.
Not having internet at work has crippled me.
Yeah, I would like to hear your reaction on this. So, give me just a second to grab that. Somewhere. I think that's it. On the left side.
Why is Springer painted as Rodimus?
I don't know, but I kind of like it.
Your mock-up looks good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me think of this for a second here.
Well, the Megatron as Bludgeon kind of makes sense, I guess.
I'm surprised. Except,
no, it doesn't work, though.
I didn't say it worked. I just said it makes sense because, you know, Megatron tank mode.
It worked better as
tanks lying around right now.
It worked better as the G2 colors.
The samurai chest does not work for me on Megatron.
Yeah, and they keep trying to use.
Well, the thing is that mold has already been Megatron.
Yeah, but they keep trying to use Bludgeon as different things, and it doesn't work.
Of course, the thing is that the toy with this would have the goofy G2 face, which is awesome.
giant skull samurai armor. It's kind of very specific to a character.
I mean, that kind of worked for Banzaitron, just because he also had the weird, you know,
if only they would
motif going.
Yeah, if only they would have made a new head for Banzaitron.
Yeah, that's what killed it. But the helicopter mode totally does not work as Rodimus.
No, the helicopter mode doesn't, and that was the last thing I added to the mock-up. Just for completeness. The car mode, depending how the deco is worked out, the car mode could work really strong. And then, Mickey, did you see where Cheats repainted Springer's Drift?
Yeah, that actually kind of works, though.
It does?
It doesn't hurt that Springer already has Drift's head.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Of course, I also saw where
Drift has Springer's head.
Of Abominus Pewter for some reason. I don't get that.
So at this point, I think the Springer mold can be turned into basically anything.
He's basically a protoform.
It makes a pretty good RC. It makes a decent Rodimus. Good Drift. Probably could get a Chrome Dome out of it.
I bet you could get Blur out of it.
Yeah.
Well, if you got Drift out of it, then yeah.
That's the joke. Way to go, Fort Max.
You know, if only we could get Cup out of it, we could get the
cast
out of one mold.
Unfortunately, Mickey, Walkie already suggested that.
Double ouch.
God damn it, I'm just going to go kill myself later.
Final mental.
Yeah, try not to die, JD.
Yeah, please don't.
Working on it. Thanks, yeah. Though.
I mean it.
Yes, that would be unpleasant.
It would be inconvenient for us.
Hey, Mickey, will you do my funeral, though, if I die?
Sure. You just have to send your corpse where I'm allowed to perform.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, just get yourself airmailed. That won't cost much.
Wonder how much does it cost to airmail a dead body? It weighs about 500, 600 pounds.
I don't know. I don't deal with money.
Do they do that by weight?
I think so. I honestly, I don't know. I don't deal with that part of the business.
Well, maybe
would you come pick up?
Yeah, you could drive there and pick him up.
I can tell you that would cost more.
Well, I'll be dead. I won't care.
Because you charge by loaded mile plus like expenses.
Okay.
Well, I'll be dead. I won't care. But that way we'll get to hang out, you know.
And see, you can really pad it out with the expenses part too. You know,
Put hookers in expenses.
Like yeah.
All the best hookers the Midwest has to offer.
Hookers, a trunk full of peanut butter, whatever.
Penis butter.
Nah.
Now I don't want a sandwich anymore.
Now I want a sandwich.
Now you don't want a sandwich, now Mickey does.
Well, fortunately, Mickey's well equipped at home to have a sandwich anytime he wants it.
Penis butter and jelly.
Wow.
They ought to make a lube called penis butter.
They probably do.
I'm not Googling that.
Probably a good decision. Yeah,
it'll
JD will do it.
JD will.
Right. Come on, keyboard. Penis.
He's actually Googling penis butter.
Let's watch.
Let's see what happens.
What we get? For the YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no. There's the first link is a YouTube video?
Wow, Urban Dictionary, penis, butter, and jelly sandwich.
Oh, my God!
When a guy comes in a girl's vagina when she's on her period and there's a mixture of butt, blood, and jizz.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Does menstruation have semen that's with penis butter?
That makes menstruation the jelly, and then the semen is penis butter.
That doesn't make any sense, though.
Yeah. Why not?
It should be like a mixture of like Dick's cheese and semen or something mixed into a paste.
Who's eating while we're talking about this?
I'm just trying to think of a cream pie with like...
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, that's like... Man.
Oh, no.
A sour cream pie.
Oh, yeah. Apparently it would be.
I've got it. It's Santorum. Spread on bread.
Penis butter. Is it normal?
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be any product.
Wow.
So I don't see any product here. So it may be Washington if you want to make...
Between this and Austin and Grouch.
You don't get that kind of quality conversation on RFC.
I know, right?
That's right.
Or
any other Toku podcast.
Any other podcast.
Or Fanboy Versus.
Any podcast, probably.
This is why we're better than Fanboy Versus.
This is why we're better than just about anything. God, man, I'm just trying to think of, like, who would, God, it's like, who would think of that? It's like...
You?
First of all, you'd have to f*** a girl on her period. Which, okay, I mean...
Good luck.
I don't do that, but, you know, some people do. I mean, I guess she wouldn't get pregnant if she's on her period, most likely. So you'd be okay to go.
No, because you'd have blood all over your dick and you wouldn't be able to shoot.
I would be able to. Oh. See, you don't have any experience with this, but I'm telling you, man, girl on her period, it's nasty, dude.
Yeah, I don't know anything about someone where it's nasty.
Well, different. See, that's different, though, man. It's like, you know, that's a different thing. Although that is nasty, too.
Oh, my God.
She's so fake. You may explain that.
The difference is the guys know they're now clean out before they get f***ed.
You make them do, like, the what the f*** is that? You make them clean that out first, you know? First, you know. I saw a thing. It's like it looks like a turkey baster, but like with three times the volume that you could clean that out with. Like that'd probably be convenient to have, I guess.
You need irrigation.
That's right. It's got to have like the. Yeah, and that's what this did. It had, like, the applicator, like, with the...
Right, it needs to look like something you could raise crops with.
Oh, my God.
Right. You just want to get that all out of the way.
Okay, so here's where I'm a little confused. Now, do they make an attachment for a bidet to perform this function? Because if not, I think I think
sounds
there's a whole...
simple enough. They just have to put in like a reverse switch, right?
There's like
no,
a whole
really all
no,
you
no,
need...
no. It's like those hair dryers to the adjustable nozzle. You just turn the water nozzle point up, and you sit.
No, what I'm thinking is like on the back of the bidet. You know how like on your sink you've got like the spray nozzle on the hose.
Yeah.
But you just need one of those with like the applicator knob on it, and like
yeah,
a button.
You just like pull the hose out and squeeze it and switch the water flow up your butt instead of across your butt.
Right. So you can get all the insides cleared out.
See, I think this is a whole area that's being
clean.
This is a whole marketable area that's being ignored
exactly.
In the bidet industry.
See, that's what I'm saying. We need to add. So that's what I mean. Or maybe you just need a toilet attachment or something, or you could do that too, where it would just like.
Johnson & Johnson needs to listen to this token.
I mean, and it's not just like for like gay couples, but it's like, you know,
it should be for everyone.
Exactly,
everyone needs to have an empty lower colon.
That's right.
Gay couples play anal, and even fucking lesbian. It's like everybody wants to do a little anal play every now and again, you know? And you just want to make sure that that thing's clear, because the worst thing is to pull out, you know, some chocolate. You know,
you don't want to stick in your thumb and pull out a plum and say, oh, what a good boy was I.
No. No. I mean, it's like, I understand it happens. It's just like, you know, you need an easy, convenient way to get the colon cleared out so that you're free to play.
Even grandma and grandpa want to get in on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially then, you know, it's like, just to do it to yourself enemy, you know, if you're like you're having trouble shitting. I mean, you know, you reach a certain age and you're like, you know, it's been 3 days since I shit.
That's been convenient, but I didn't get that stuff out of there, so I'll be free to see the world.
Yeah. And you might have somewhere you need to go and you're like, I know there's going to be shit in there later.
Because eventually it's going to be like Tetris. If you don't clear out the bottom layers, it's going to keep piling out towards the top until it spills out over the top.
Right.
And then you just got whole crusty, hard, old people feces just running out the mouth.
On this topic, though, I read this article that was trying to make the argument that part of the reason people are having all these rectal issues these days is that instead of squatting to shit, we're sitting on a toilet. When really it's healthier to squat. Now, of course,
go in the shower, don't y'all?
Well, no.
Note to self: wear shoes in Mickey's shower.
And they actually sell this thing where it's like a stool that you put in front of your toilet, so you can like hike your feet up. And actually kind of be squatting on your toilet. But they said it straightens your colon now, which is what you should do, you know, to shit. So maybe there is something to it. I don't know.
Let's call it a show at that.
Yeah.
Works for
Please.
Me.
That's a word.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Better.
So long.
Bedwet.
Oh, man.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at Superhero_Time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Superhero Time. 次回もお楽しみに。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.